As the holidays approach, family joys and family tensions go hand in hand. Caregiving for older family members is a source of both family joys and family tensions. But to keep the tensions at a manageable level, the AARP has an educational guide for caregivers and their families. Frank H. Bailey, the Director for Health in the Department of Outreach and Service for AARP, joins us to talk about it. Frank, welcome aboard Sky Radio.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Family members are serving as caregivers for older relatives or friends on an increasing level. Tell me about how that level is increasing, not only in simple numbers, but in terms of the share of the economy.
Well, I think people would be very surprised about the magnitude of these numbers. In this country, there are approximately 44 million people who serve as caregivers for people who are 18 years and older. That translates into a huge number, $257 billion worth in terms of market value provided by unpaid caregivers in the country. And the interesting statistic about that is that that's more than twice the amount we pay in this country for formal home health care or for nursing home services combined.
Well, there's another cost here. How do you work out the stresses, the enormous family stresses that inevitably come with such an arrangement?
Well, today what we do know is that experiencing stress is not just unpleasant. It can affect people's health, their well-being, and frankly, their ability to continue to provide care to those that they love. There are some tips that I think people should think about in terms of how they deal with those stresses. The first thing you need to do is to be sure that you take care of your own health so that you can be able to take care of the caregiving needs of those that you love. That translates into things like eating nutritious meals and getting enough sleep, as difficult as that may be sometimes, making sure to exercise regularly. Maintaining social contacts is another important thing that folks need to remember to do, because isolation does nothing more than increase stress. So have some fun, laugh, tell jokes, focus on something besides the problems that you're confronting, because that can help you maintain emotional balance. And then last but certainly not least, remember you're not the only one who can provide care for those that you love. You can call on family and friends because there are tasks that they can help you do, like household tasks, food shopping, cooking, cleaning, providing transportation, or frankly just giving you a break.
Now, it's kind of inevitable. Everybody's going to get older. What kind of planning can improve these situations if done in advance?
Well, one of the things that is really important for folks to think about is for your own peace of mind and, frankly, for the welfare of those for whom you are providing care, it's important before a crisis begins to have family conversations about the kinds of issues that are likely to come up as people get older and start thinking about caregiving needs. And you want to have those conversations as early as you possibly can on topics like current health problems or finances or people's wishes for their own future. But having the conversation before a crisis occurs can help you expand your range of options. The second thing you can do in terms of planning is to educate yourself on resources that are available to you in your area, in your local area, and in your community. Community services can make a huge difference, but it takes work to find the best ones that you need to address your own situation.
That raises the next question, actually. What resources are available, both from AARP and elsewhere?
Well, there are a number of resources out there. For example, information and referral services, looking at your local community in terms of meal services that are provided, looking at faith-based organizations and other civic groups that provide volunteers or staff to help folks with caregiving needs, home care agencies, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, adult daycare facilities, and senior centers are some. From AARP, we have a CD that's available to people who want to learn more about caregiving, which includes 46 tip sheets on various aspects of caregiving, and you can get that by calling AARP's toll-free number at 888-687-2277 and ask for the CD, Caring for Those You Care About.
And that number will be available in the in-flight magazine in the seat in front of you, and feel free to take it with you when you go. Frank, thanks for joining us on Sky Radio.
I'm glad to be able to do this. I have enjoyed talking with you.
Frank H. Bailey is Director of Health in the Department of Outreach and Service for AARP. We reached him by phone at AARP's Washington, D.C. offices.